So give yourself a moment to find a feeling of being centered and grounded, a feeling of being present. And then as you find that feeling, take your awareness to your breath. And we'll let our head drop down now and roll from side to side. We come to center, bringing hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale, lift your prayer up into the sky. And then as you exhale, part your hands and twist to one side. And come back up to the center, and then twist the other way. And take a few moments to twist side to side. Then once more, bring your arms up into the sky, this time folding forward, where we'll lay our hands down on the mat, step our feet back, and find our way into downward facing dog. Pushing back away from our hands with our hips reaching to the sky, let's press heels up and down. Chance to feel your way into your body. Walk your hands back to your feet, folding into a forward bend, customizing every pose to your own body. And then we walk the hands forward again. We come back to downward facing dog. And we lay our knees down onto the mat, sliding hips and heels. And then with an inhale, let's cross our arms, rising up onto our knees, opening wide. Exhale, cross the arms and fold down. And then continue, flowing with your breath. One more time, crossing the arms up and open. And then folding into child's pose. Hips sink down into heels, hands reach forward, and we settle into this resting place. Remember that it's here because you're welcome to come back to it anytime you'd like during this practice. And then we dig our toes down into the mat, we lift our hips to the sky, and step into downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Lay your left knee on the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down to the mat. Right foot steps back. And we shift our shoulders forward so they're above our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower to the ground. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, reach the heart forward, cobra. And then hips back into heels, child's pose. And toes dig into the floor, hips up to the sky. We come back to downward facing dog. Now step the left foot forward. The right knee comes down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And hands return to the mat. Left foot steps back. Shoulders again move over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise into cobra. And then hips reach back into the heels, child's pose. And again, we curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, and we're back to downward facing dog. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. And then bend your knees, swing your arms down, and then swing them back up to the sky. A few breaths to really energize and awaken. Now rise up one more time. Bring hands into your heart, slip to the very top of your mat. Let's flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, our arms reach. Then our hips sink down and back, chair pose. Now rise all the way up, reaching to the sky, maybe even leaning back a little bit. Then dive down. With your inhale, lift up halfway with your back flat. And then hands come to the mat, reach your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling up into the sky. And then hands touch back down onto the mat. Left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arching up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle into the air. And then hands touch back down to the mat. And the left foot steps up to meet the right. Nice big inhale as we reach for the sky. Hips down and back, chair pose. And then come all the way up again. Maybe you'll lean back again. And then plunge into a forward bend. Inhale, lift up halfway. Now take your hands to the mat, reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, arms circling up into the sky. And hands touching back down onto the mat. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then exhaling, back to downward facing dog. Left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reaching up and then back down again. And now the right foot steps to the front. Inhale, touch the sky. Sink the hips down, chair pose. And then reach all the way up again. Once more, if you like that little lean back, go ahead. And then swoop down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And then set your hands to the mat. Now we'll walk our feet back and find ourselves in downward facing dog. And take a moment again to feel grounded and centered and present. And turn your awareness to your breath. As we move now into our standing flows, listen to the wisdom of your body. Take your right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward, the back foot lays flat down, and we step into warrior one. Reaching to the sky with the right knee, lunging forward. A feeling of being solid on the ground here. As you create space in your body, let your breath fill that space up. Drop arms down to your sides. Let's flow with our breath. Inhale, arms up, straighten the right leg. Exhale, arms down, bend the right knee. And then with your breath, move one to the other. Now one more time, straighten the right leg. Arms reach to the sky. Keep your right leg straight. Bring hands into your heart. Take a little step in if you want to as we fold into pyramid pose. Hands at the hips as we tip our pelvis forward and lean out over the right leg. Stretching the back nice and long as we take this slow opening into the back body. With your awareness on your breath. Your hands come to the mat. Step the left foot forward. Excuse me. Inhale, rise all the way up. And then drop your hands down to your sides. Now swing one arm forward and one arm back. A little bend in the knee as you do. Now both arms to the back. Both arms up to the sky. Chair pose. Feel the weight of your body in your hips and your heels. And rise up and dive all the way down. Take hands to the mat, reach your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Flowing with the breath, exhale, reach down and back. Inhale, arms to the sky. One more time, reaching down and back, and then up to the sky. Now bring a prayer into your heart and hook your right elbow across your left thigh. Let's take a nice twist to the left. As you come to the twist, you have options of laying your back knee down for added support, tucking that prayer into your heart, or spreading your arms open wide. Let the twist unwind, bringing hands back to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then exhaling back, downward facing dog. Again, take your right leg up to the sky. This time I take an even bigger step forward with the right foot. Back foot again lays flat. This time we open wide, warrior two. Body facing the side of the mat, but we look straight ahead. As we reach our arms parallel to the floor, creating space in the body. Always listening to the wisdom of your body. Turn your hands to point to the sky. Inhale, straighten the right leg, arms overhead. Exhale, bend the knee, arms parallel to the floor. Flow one to the other. Back to warrior two, reach a little forward, turn that right arm up to the sky, reaching back behind your head, reverse warrior. Left hand drips down the left leg as we take this nice big stretch into the right side of our body. Bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh or reach all the way to the floor. Left fingers to the sky now, side angle pose. Begin a circle with your left arm. Reach around toward the back end of your mat. Pass your back leg. Point to the floor. As that left hand points to the front of your mat, straighten your right leg. And when the circle finishes, triangle pose. Straight legs, open arms, space in your body. We bring both hands down to the mat and we step the right foot back, side plank, right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down, reach your left arm to the sky, or come to plank pose and roll it open sideways. We come down and round. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. One more time, right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. This time, walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. And then take your hands onto your thighs as you lift up to stand. Point toes to the corners of your mat. Circle arms into the sky. Exhale, bend the knees, arms parallel to the floor. Inhale, straighten the legs, arms reach up. Flow with your breath. Next time you exhale, keep the knees bent, arms parallel to the floor, sinking the hips down and back, nice and deep. And reach to the sky, straighten your legs, bring hands into your heart. Turn your feet around to the long side of your mat. Make fists at your low back. We'll take a little back bend. We'll come back to it later. Push feet into the floor. Lift your heart toward the sky. Just warming up your back a little. And carefully come back up. Shift your hands onto your hips. Pour your back bend now into a forward bend. Let yourself dangle down for a moment, relaxing your back. And walk your hands around to the front of the mat. Turn your feet to face forward. Step the left foot up to meet the right. Take your right hand around your left ankle, left arm to the sky as we twist to the left. Come back around, lift yourself up halfway, and then fold forward. Left hand grabs the right ankle and the right arm reaches to the sky as we twist now to the right. Back around again. This time as you come up halfway, spread your arms like wings. Flow forward. Come up and down. Each time your arms reaching out like wings flapping. One more time. Wings reach out. And then hands come to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now swing one arm to the front, one arm to the back. This lunge can kind of bounce up and down a little bit as you do. Both arms to the back, and then up to the sky, then around behind your back, linking fingers together. We push the hands and shoulders back as we spread the heart wide open. Maybe your gaze will reach toward the sky. Release the hands, let them touch up above you. And then hands come down to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then exhaling back to downward facing dog. This time take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot lays flat down, and we step into warrior one. Grounded, centered, present. Awareness firmly on our breath. And take your hands to your sides. Inhale, arms reach up, straighten the front leg. Exhale, bend the knee, arms come down. With your breath. Now one more time, reaching up, straightening the leg. Keep your leg straight, hands to the heart. You can step in a little bit again as we return to pyramid pose. Hands under the hips as we tip forward, listening to the wisdom of your body. Where does it feel good and healing? Not too much, not too little, but just right. Bring hands to the mat, step the right foot forward. Inhale, come all the way up. And bring hands to your heart. And then swing one arm forward, one arm back, bending the knees up and down as you swing your arms. Both arms back, both arms up, chair pose. Rise up and dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Create a nice firm foundation that will hold you when we flow with our breath in a moment. And then exhale down and back. Inhale. Arms and upper body flowing down and back and then up. One more time, down and back, and then arms reach to the sky. Hands come into the heart. We hook the left elbow across the right thigh, and now take a twist to the right. Interpreting this twist to the language your body is speaking today. Twist back around, bring your hands to the mat, and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg back up into the sky. And an even bigger step forward with the left foot. With legs wide, lay your back foot down. Open arms parallel to the floor. Warrior two. Turn your hands facing up. Inhale, straighten the leg, arms reach overhead. Exhale, parallel to the floor, bending the knee. Move with your breath. Reaching up one more time. Bending the knees, arms parallel to the floor. Sweep the left hand up and back, reverse warrior. Bending the left arm or reaching to the ground, right fingers to the sky, side angle pose. Big circle, reaching around to the back with your right arm, pointing to the floor, and then as you reach forward, straighten your left leg and find your way into triangle pose. Now bring hands down to the mat. We step back, side plank, left hand on the mat. So again, either lay the left knee down, right arm to the sky, or come to plank pose and roll it open. And come back around. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. One more flow. Left leg reaches up into the sky. We step the left foot forward. This time walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Bring hands under your thighs as you lift up to stand. Point toes to the corners of your mat. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, bend the knees, arms parallel to the floor. Flowing with your breath, up and down. Reach up one more time, and then as you come down, sink your hips down and back, reach your arms wide, settle in. Bring your awareness to your breath. Straighten up, arms reach to the sky. As we bring hands to the heart, let's turn our feet around to the long side of the mat. And then we'll make fists at our low back, and as promised, we return to the back bend. The feet push down, the shoulders roll back. The heart and even the navel look toward the sky. Listen to the wisdom of your body. Carefully, we rise up, shifting hands around to the hips, pouring the back bend now into a forward bend. And walk hands around to the front of your mat. Turn your feet to face forward. Step the right foot up to meet the left. Right hand around the left ankle as we twist to the left. Left fingers reach to the sky. Come back around with an inhale. Lift up halfway to give your back a stretch. And then fold forward. Left hand grabs the right ankle. The twist turns to the right. Bring the twist around, come halfway up. Now begin to spread your wings, lifting up and down. One more time, halfway up, wings spread. And then hands come to the mat, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And swinging the arms, one to the front and one to the back. Both arms to the back. Both arms up to the sky, then around behind the back, where fingers clasp together, we push the hands and shoulders back, and come to one final beautiful heart opening. Release your hands, reach to the sky, and then bring hands down to the mat. We step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, back to downward facing dog. Now we lay knees to the mat. We slide our hips into our heels and we lay ourselves down to rest a moment in child's pose. Take a moment to feel grounded, centered, present. Bring your awareness to your breath. Now we look to the front of our mat where we'll press our hands down, curl our toes under our feet, and slowly emerge again in downward facing dog. And walk your feet up to meet your hands. Nice easy inhale as we come all the way up. And we bring hands into our heart. Balance a little now. You're welcome to take a wall for support. Step first onto your right foot. And let's begin our balancing with dancing Shiva pose. Arms reach overhead. We make okay signs with both hands, bending the right knee, bend the elbows parallel to the floor. And then take your left foot off the ground, angling your left leg out in front. Straighten the right leg. Take your left hand on the left knee. Open your left knee out to the side. If you're more flexible, you can hold your foot and straighten your left leg. And then from here, let's find tree pose. Take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Hands might be at your heart, or they might branch out from there. Rooted like a tree. And then we step down to the ground again on 2 feet. And before the other side, take a moment to move your body any way that might feel good for you. And let's explore balancing on the left leg now. Starting again with dancing Shiva pose, arms circle into the sky. Upper arms come parallel to the floor, AOK signs with our hands. Right leg angles out in front. Now straightening the left leg, the right hand takes the right knee out to the side. Left arm reaches to the other side as a counterbalance. And then from here, tree pose. Right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of the left leg. Always your own interpretation of it. Stopping, starting again, anytime you need to. And then once again, we step down onto the ground with 2 feet, moving the body any way that feels good. And let's take a nice big inhale, reaching up to the sky. As we exhale, we'll fold all the way down. Let's bring our hands to the mat. We walk our feet back. And again, we'll lay our knees down and find our way to child's pose. Find your way into this resting place. Add a side bend this time, walking hands way over to the right. Now bring hands back to center. Then way over to the left. Hands come back again to the center. And we curl our toes under our feet. We lift our hips to the sky. and we return to downward facing dog. So we're moving next into pigeon pose to open our hips. So if you prefer the variation on your back, go ahead and lay on your back now. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh and draw the legs towards you. For the prone variation, step your right leg forward with a bend in the knee. Foot lands behind the left hand, knee behind the right. So choose whichever pigeon variation feels most healing for your body. Take a moment to feel grounded, centered, present. To bring your awareness to your breath and to listen to the wisdom of your body. From whichever variation you're in, let's make our way back to downward facing dog. Once you find downward facing dog, press your heels up and down a few times. And then let's step our right foot forward as if we were coming to pigeon pose. Bend your knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. But this time, hook your left knee inside of your right knee. And we'll sit down between our feet and we'll take a twist. Set your right hand to the floor behind you, left arm up into the sky. And then cross your left arm over your right thigh and let this twist begin to spiral around to the right. As it turns, lift yourself up taller so the twist grows in height. Careful and let it go around a little way to the other side. Set both hands over onto the left side of your mat. We're going to take a little twist. It's a little tricky. So keep your feet where they are, but just allow yourself to rotate on them. We'll press our hands into the mat over to the left side, picking our hips up. Walk your hands around behind where you were sitting, all the way around to the right side, and then in front of you. And hopefully you'll end up in the exact same pose, but other side. Take your left hand behind your back, right arm to the sky. Cross the right arm over the left. Let's take that twist now to the other side. Again, it grows taller. And it comes back around a little way to the other side. And then swing your left foot back as you lay your hands onto the mat. Step your right foot back. And take a nice stretch in downward facing dog. And let's take pigeon now to the other side. So again, you can lay on your back. This time it will be left ankle across your right thigh. Or step your left foot forward, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Settle in. Find your way to a feeling of being grounded and centered and present. Bring your awareness to your breath and listen to the wisdom of your body. Again, from whichever variation you may be in, find your way back to downward facing dog. And once you're there, heels press up and down. And twisting again, take your left foot forward, bend the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. And then hop your right knee, snug inside of your left knee, and sit down between your feet. Left hand behind the back, right arm to the sky. Crossing the right arm over the left thigh, the twist turns to the left in an upward spiral. Chin reaches around toward the left shoulder. Low back, middle back, upper back, and neck. Bring your twist around, let it go a little way to the other side. You get another chance. Take your hands to the floor to the right side of your mat. Come up onto your feet, walking your hands around behind where your back was, around to the other side, and then around in front of you as you sit back down. And we take a twist to the right. Right hand behind your back, left arm to the sky. Crossing the left arm over the right thigh, the twist turns around to the right. Like a spiraling staircase rising up your back and spine. Comes around, goes a little way to the other side. And then we'll swing the right foot back. Take hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Take one last stretch into downward facing dog. And then lay your knees to the mat. Crisscross your ankles, slip right over the tops of your feet. Excuse me, let's stretch our legs straight out in front of us and we'll take a forward bend. Inhale, rising up. And then exhale, tip your hips forward and fold over your legs. Close your eyes and listen to the wisdom of your body. Now let your hands walk up your legs. As they do, catch the backs of your thighs and roll down onto the floor. We lay down now on our back. Hug your knees, get settled in a little. And then reach your legs straight up into the sky. Take your hands to a prayer at your heart. And then lift that prayer up to the ceiling as you lift your head and shoulders off the ground. And then come down, lifting up and down, engaging your abdominal strength. Keep coming up and down, but this time lift your prayer over to the left side of your legs as we engage the obliques. Back to the center, keep moving, keep breathing. Now let's go over to the right side of our legs. And then a final few to the center. Now hug your knees, lay your head down, let just your head rock side to side several times. That brings a little tension into the neck, so we want to ease that gently out little by little. And And then once your neck is feeling better, your body can join in on that rocking. And then set your feet on the floor. Spread your arms out wide. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat under your feet. And then like windshield wipers, drop both knees over to the right. And then reach them up and over to the left. And slowly, windshield wipers side to side. One more time to the right. And one more time to the left. And reach down, scoop up your knees, give yourself a nice hug, and choose your inversion for today. You might choose to lay on your back with your legs reaching to the sky. You might push your feet onto the floor as you lift your hips off the ground in a bridge pose. You might lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders, holding yourself steady, shoulder stand. Or if you have another inversion, you practice safely. Choose what would feel nice today. And keep your awareness on your breath. Carefully, slowly, begin to lay yourself back down onto your mat. And then you come all the way down again, reach around for your knees, give yourself a hug, rock your body side to side. We'll set our feet onto the floor now for fish pose. Slip your hands underneath your hips. And then stretch your legs out straight on the floor. Sit up under your fingertips. Tuck your elbows now underneath your back. And once you're propped up on your forearms, let your head lay back and reach your heart up to the sky. Head lifts carefully back up, and we let the fish pose ease its way back down onto the mat. Hands come out from underneath you. Now reach your arms to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around, and stretch yourself from one end of the mat to the other. Then reach down, take hold of your right knee, and cross your right leg all the way over your body to the left, while you turn your head and look to the right. Your hips soften. Smooth out your forehead. Loosen your jaw. Relax into this twist. Left hand slip away to the floor as you lay the twist back down. Before the other side, see if you need a little straightening out on your mat. And let's stretch again, extending the arms and the legs as you stretch from one end of your mat to the other. Now reach down, take hold of your left leg. Cross your left leg all the way over to the right. This time turn your head to the left. As if you were wringing out any last bits of tension from your body. let your left hand, or sorry, your right hand fall away. And that last twist rolls back over and sets you softly down. Again, you may need to straighten your body out a little bit. This time, lay yourself down for this final relaxation. Do anything you might need to do to get comfortable. Close your eyes. Allow yourself to feel grounded and centered and present. Bring your awareness to your breath. For you now, this wisdom from trees. Stand tall and proud. Go out on a limb. Remember your roots. Drink plenty of water. Be content with your natural beauty. Bask in the sun. Don't mind the clouds. Go with the winds that are blowing through your life. And enjoy the view. Take a very deep breath in. And let that inhale slip into its natural exhale. And give yourself a moment now to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. Roll softly over onto your right side. Linger there a little in the afterglow of your practice. And then we'll finish where we began. Make your way back to a comfortable seated position. Offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And then once again, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. At our center, our arms circle up and overhead. Hands meet up above us. We come first to our forehead for wisdom and our thoughts today. And to our lips for wisdom and our words. And to our heart for wisdom in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.